Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight, Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
What's up, Elliot?
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Well, you know what, Elliot? I'm laying in my bed, so I'm not too bad.
That's the best way to do radio.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, pretty comfortable studio. I look at Rivs. I got Rivs on Skype. I got you guys on my computer. We get the broadcast out to our millions of fans, as you're well aware of, Elliot. So things are great.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Rivs, are you lying in bed too?
I am not lying in bed, Elliot. I have the
painful... Hold on, Elliot. Where do you think Rivs is based on the echo?
Don't tell me he's in his bathroom.
That's what one would guess, wouldn't they?
Only a sick mind, but no. I'm actually sitting here at my office desk, and like Petey said, he is on Skype, and I'm watching him lay down on his bed in his house right now and do the show.
What kind of jammies are you wearing there, Andrew?
You know what, Elliot? I'm one of those people that I can't feel like a civilized human being unless I'm, like, you know, wearing clothing. So I have a sweater and jeans on. But I also went out to get a coffee, too. So, but it's just, like, I just find there's, like, a mindset that comes along with being in your jammies all day.
I have to tell you, I was talking about that somewhere else today. My father, when we were in our teens, went through a brief period where he was transitioning between jobs, I guess is the best way to put it. And he got up every day and as if every day was a normal day. And he got dressed in his work clothes and he showered and shaved at the same time. I understand this mentality. I don't always do it myself. Half the time I'm happy to work from home in my jammies, but I get it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I mean, I get up, shower. I don't shave. I hate shaving. If there's one thing I could take out of my life, it would be shaving. But I did. I did the normal routine as if I was going to work. Yeah. So just to try to. And then I got. And then I faced Rev. He's got his Captain America shirt on.
So the polar opposites. I'm wearing a Captain America shirt, sitting in my office. Petey's all dressed up, but laying on his bed.
It's actually a very interesting picture when you paint it that way. Anyway, what else is going on, Elliot?
Oh my God, you tell me. There's nothing going on. Actually, we've been socially distancing. We're on one of our, I think this is the first time in about 4 days we've gone out of the house, aside from a walk or something like that. I'm just going to... my wife's going into the grocery store. We all don't go in together to do the effective social distancing. And I drive around with my son, while my wife gets what we need to get.
So I've heard that grocery stores, like the story of the grocery store is in the last week, it's been like madness. But I've heard that in Ontario, it is like off the charts insane.
It's gotten better. You know, first of all, we try not to go at peak times. So we try to go, if we have to go, we go in the middle of the day. That's one thing we do when it's not quite as busy. That's one thing we try to do. Like, the one thing is, in our jobs, we're lucky. We can actually work from home. That's number one. Number two, we have our son at home, and we're doing homeschooling with him, and both of us are there, and we're kind of working together. So we are able to do things in non-peak hours, so it's not that bad. But I know we went once last week when it was a little crazy, and it was like the fall of Baghdad. It was pretty crazy.
I was looking on Twitter, and they, and in one grocery store, they had police officers giving out toilet paper.
so you couldn't take
as much as you wanted.
I would totally believe it. I would totally, like, this whole orange, like, I saw today in California, there's a company that is saying, if you order a taco or something like that, we'll give you a free roll of toilet paper.
Damn.
It's interesting. Don't you need, with one comes the other.
That's right. It's actually legit. That's the way I look at it. It's legit.
Well, at least they're not saying six squares for every taco ordered.
That's right.
Oh, man. So at least you're finding easy time to write your 31 thoughts, which you got a lot of great stuff in there this week.
Sorry about that, Andrew. I just got disturbed. Can you just say that again?
Nope, I'm not saying it again because it was a compliment, but we'll move on. That being said, Riv wanted to ask one of the things he was talking about. No, I was just saying, Elliot, you have lots of time to get your 31 thoughts done. And I said, with nothing going on in the hockey world, you have a lot of great stuff in there. Like, Riv was fascinated by the rookie bonus conversation and how that's going to play out.
Well, I heard that when the GMs had their conference call last week on Saturday, I heard that came up, that they said, okay, what happens with our rookie bonuses? Because there's some teams that could get really caught in a cap situation with the bonuses. They wanted to know. And I think what they're going to ask, they don't know for sure, but they think what they're going to end up doing is prorating them. So if your guy, you know, had them or was on track to get them, teams are assuming they're probably going to get them, but nobody knows for sure. Like, this is all stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff here. Like, the conditional draft picks, what happens with them? You know, things like that. You know, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't? How the lottery odds are going to work. Like, this whole thing is going to be crazy when this is all over, and it probably depends, guys, on when we restart. That's going to answer all those questions.
With what you're feeling and what you're hearing, do you think that the NHL will at least attempt to try and finish this season?
I think they'll try to finish the season, but Craig, I have to tell you, I would be surprised if there was a regular season. Like, I don't think we're going to have enough time. I really don't. I think that it's much more likely that we go right to the playoffs. I could be wrong about that. Maybe they say everybody gets one or two games somehow just to play. But I think it's more likely we go into the playoffs and whatever that playoff is going to look like. And I do think the 2014 playoff with Chicago and Montreal in them is on the table. And so I think that's going to be, I think all of that is in the air, but I would be surprised if there's any more regular season games.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with just going straight to the playoffs. And what I've been reading from so many people giving their thoughts and opinions on the playoff picture and how it could be run, there's so many people with so many different ideas. It's actually exciting. I don't have a problem with going straight to the playoffs and, you know, crowning the king.
Well, I think if you look at it, one of the things the commissioner's made very clear, both publicly and privately, is he is open to all suggestions on the playoffs. He is open to them. He wants to hear them because he knows the two leagues with the best, that, like, we're going to be starving for non-classic games when sports resumes. And the two leagues that are in the best position to capitalize it right away are the NBA and the NHL. And they both know this is not the time for small-minded thinking. This is the time for going big, trying something different, trying something interesting, and capturing the audience. For example, you know, the NHL, they've got a new TV contract they've got to do in a year. So you know Bettman, who's done a very good job negotiating the TV deals in the past, is going to come out, and he's going to want to do something to make sure that they can still get that. Now, it's funny. I was talking about, somebody called me yesterday, and they said, you know, you keep talking about this 24-team thing with all, so you can get Chicago, so you can get Chicago and Montreal in it. Well, he said to me, what are two markets that really love hockey? And he said, Buffalo and Detroit. So if your whole point is to get your big markets in listening, wouldn't you want those two teams as part of it too? And, you know, I can't argue with that. I don't know that that feeling is going to end up carrying the day, but I thought it was interesting that somebody called me and said that. Maybe what you do is you go to a March Madness-style tournament where everybody's invited. I don't know. But I do think, Andrew, everything is on the table.
Hey, you want to ask your son to show some professionalism here?
I'm trying. Yes. No, you know what you're doing.
Elliot, feel free. Like if you it doesn't bother us. I mean, doesn't bother me one bit.
It's all good.
If he wants to chime in, I don't want you to think that it's creating an issue. Riv and I were chatting before the show. I don't know if you heard this too. Marty was on, but it was funny you mentioned. You said we'll all be tired of these retro games or whatever you called it, classic games. When real hockey comes back, did you hear like the Sabres are going to air some classic games on MSG?
I saw them. Yes, I actually saw it yesterday. I saw the, or was it this morning? The tweet they sent out, like, get your snacks ready. I like the way they did that. I thought that was really good. Yeah, I saw that some of the games they're airing, and I know that, for example, up here we've been airing some games. Last night we aired the Ovechkin-Crosby double hat trick game. On Saturday night we're airing a couple more games. And I saw today that we made NHL Live. Our app is now free to everybody. And I saw the NHL announce today that they're going to be putting up classic games online going back to the 50s. So you're right. There's going to be no shortage of stuff to be watching.
What? Give me one game that pops in your mind that you would want to see.
You know what? I'll tell you. I was asked to do this for our podcast, and I did. And you know, one of the games, it's not the purest hockey game, but it's, I'll never forget. I was, I think, 14 years old on the Good Friday Massacre, and that was Quebec-Montreal, the two big brawls, and they forgot to tell who was ejected, so they all came out for the start of the third, and they fought again. I don't know why. I know that makes me a bad human that I pick a game with all that fighting, but I will never forget the Good Friday Massacre as long as I live.
That's a nice poll, Elliot. I thought, see, I thought you'd be going something like Sittler's 10-pointer.
No, I mean, I'll probably, I got enough time, I'll probably watch that too. But, I mean, I love the 87 Canada Cup games too. I just love them. That's the best hockey I've ever seen. I could watch those all day, but...
Have you seen the Fad Five, the Russian Five documentary that's
been
out there?
It's excellent. It's excellent.
I had a theory with Rivs today. I said, you know what? I said I never had a negative thought toward Russians, but I know that the negative attitude was there, and I guess I've inserted it in some occasions, but like they made that video seem like you didn't need one or two on your team. You needed like five or six. That's what I was saying to Riv. I'm like, teams now, go get like five or six Russians.
Well, I think the thing is now that, you know, you have to remember, I think you guys are probably too soon to play, but I remember in the late 80s when they first started, you know, breaking the plane, and I think Sergei Priyakin was the first one to play. I remember seeing interviews with guys who were saying, I don't want these guys over here because they're going to take away our jobs. And it was such a different time. That's why, like, you know, so many people, they talk about 72 and they want to watch the 72 games. This generation, they're never going to understand how it was back then.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable documentary. Elliot, we're going to let you go, buddy. We're getting some connection issues here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Max, say goodbye to Buffalo.
Bye, Buffalo.
Yeah. Is he a hockey player? How old is he?
Max is 8. He's a musician. He's not big into sports. He likes music, so he's a drummer.
Yay!
Neil Peart.
I would be very happy if this kid turned into Neil Peart, but I've learned don't tell him to do anything because then he won't want to do it.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That's good parenting right there.
Let him figure it out. Elliot, take care, man. Enjoy your time with your family under these circumstances.
All right, you too, guys. Take care. Next week, I'll do it lying down in bed too.
Let's do it. I think it's time for Riv to get out of the echoey office. He sounds like he's in the can. All right, Elliot, take care, man.
Take care, guys. See you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.